Welcome. This will be a teaching series, foundational series, on the whole counsel of God. It's come to my very observation that many ministries do not teach or preach the kind of messages that I heard and listened to when I began my Christian walk. Therefore, there seems to be a great need to look at the foundations of our faith and shore them up. And Lord willing, I intend to do that. The first introduction will be about the disciplines of the Christian life. In order to grow and be fruitful, any seed, that is the Word of God, that is planted or in a person's heart must take root, sprout forth, and bear fruit. The word of God does not return to him void, but accomplishes that which it is sent forth to do. Therefore, the word of God is the seeds that enter into our heart, and we cultivate and nourish them, and by the Spirit, the watering and the removing of the weeds, deliverance and character issues, the Holy Spirit does the work, and we become a fruitful vine pleasing to the Lord. The Lord often refers to his people as his sheep and his vineyard. Therefore, the most important thing is to study the Bible and to study the Bible for ourselves, to read it and then have teachers who are sound in doctrine. And there are many, many doctrines out there from the beginning in Genesis when the serpent came to Eve and said, "Hath God said?" The serpent, the deceiver, is always trying to distort God's word. Therefore, in order to understand God's word in a wholesome manner, we must look at the principles from Genesis to Revelation. The principles of godliness, men and women of God, the dealings of God, to understand who and how God works. Therefore, it's imperative that we study the Bible and listen to teachers of sound doctrine that are proven. Secondly, we must learn to pray. When Jesus started his ministry, Yeshua our Savior, he began when he went to Jerusalem by throwing out the money changers in the temple. And he also concluded his ministry before he went to the cross, again throwing out the money changers in the temple. And he declared, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all nations." Therefore, those of us that are the temple of Jesus, the sanctuary of God, his vineyard, are to be a house of prayer for all nations. It's not about the building down the street or the denomination. Prayer is intimate union and fellowshipping with God. Prayer is designed as we seek God and come into talking with him to bring us into intimacy, that he might change us and conform us to his will, that we might pray, his kingdom come, his will be done in our lives. And it's not so much of twisting God to fit into our understanding, but conforming us to his image. This is the most important and primary aspect of prayer. And then worship. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and strength and soul and mind. These are the first four commandments. And we worship him by loving him and adoring him. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And you shall keep the Sabbath day holy to the Lord. The fourth is to keep the commandments of God. The first four commandments are how to keep worship to God, how to love God. The next six commandments are how to love your neighbor. Very practical, demonstrable actions. honor your father and mother, don't bear false witness, don't murder, don't covet, don't steal, and so on. And stay away from sexual immorality. And then there are other Christian virtues that come out of this. As we get into the Word and we become led of the Spirit, we practice these Christian virtues by crucifying our self-life and by obedience to the Holy Spirit. Some of these, although they're not requirements, they're evidences of fasting, of giving, of helping the poor, and so on. Visiting those in prison, these are Christian virtues that demonstrate the life of Christ is operating in us. This is a brief introduction. Let me recommend to you The Secret of Christian Living by Watchman Nee. And it's a companion volume to The Normal Christian Life, which is excellent, but a very deep book. We are not going into that. We are just laying some foundations here. And in The Secret of Christian Living, it's not just our works, but it's our character that God deals with. And one is being in Christ. It's Adam or in Christ. Are we in the flesh? Adam, the sins and iniquities that we're born into? Or has Christ come into our life and we live the crucified life of submitted obedience to Him through the blood of Christ and the cross of Christ, and that His resurrection power is manifested, that Christ is in us, and that we through continual training and seeking God, we learn to experience the victorious, overcoming Christian life. And then the virtues of humility, washing the feet, death to our own mind, the carnal mind, which is the enemy of God, and taking on the mind of Christ, which is through the Word of God, that we build a castle of thinking according to God's counsel. This is the introduction to the disciplines of Christian living.